Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Before we move on to Descartes, which I have some exciting ideas for, by the way, let's return briefly to a critique of Bacon, who I introduced here. Remember, there are many avenues of critique we could take, but I'm concentrating specifically on what we've inherited from these thinkers today. Which parts of their thought are parts of our own psychologies and cultures? And where might there be some limitations? So, what did Bacon give us? Well, induction, the scientific method, experimentation. His was a theory of epistemology, a theory about knowledge. He said that knowledge about the world comes from the senses and should be carefully and systematically collected to make use of instrumentally. Okay, so there are two lines of criticism I'd like to discuss today. First, the idols, the idea that knowledge is distorted by human cognition. And second, his idea of discovery. Specifically, the difference between discovery and creation. My main argument here will be that Bacon neglected the subjective element in epistemology. As you'll recall, the idols are what today we'd call cognitive or subjective biases that distort knowledge about the world and limit our ability to accurately collect it. Bacon called them idols of the tribe, the cave, the marketplace, and the theatre. Take idols of the tribe. These are the idols of human nature. We're biased, we're emotional, we're irrational, for example. He says that subject to influence from the will and the emotions, a fact that creates fanciful knowledge, in short, emotion marks and stains the understanding in countless ways which are sometimes impossible to perceive. Now, today though, we know that emotion is an integral part of our cognitive process. It guides us as much as reason and logic do. As Heidegger says, we always have some kind of mood that paints our perception of the world. Discoveries are driven by fear, joy, desire, laughter, comfort, jealousy, empathy, as much as they are by reason and logic. This is something the Romantics believed too. Emotions aren't undesirable. They're a part of our nature and must be a part of the philosophical picture. The same critique can be applied to Bacon's idols of the cave, the idols of our particular individual nature. He says, for example, that men fall in love with particular pieces of knowledge and thoughts. As if this itself is a problem. Well, of course we do. We all have interests, hobbies, are guided by our cultural and intellectual beliefs. So when Bacon hoped that we could free the mind from these idols to discover more perfect knowledge, he was mistaken. The key word here is discover, as if knowledge only comes to us from the outside, to be uncovered. Let's think about this more carefully. What would this mean? We'll focus on the question of where knowledge comes from, what its source is. Throughout Bacon's work, we keep coming back to the idea that knowledge comes from outside us, from God and from what God has left us in nature to uncover. We then induct that knowledge through the senses. We can uncover a clue to why this is a problem in the very title of his book, The New Instrument. Now, the word new appears in many titles of the great books of the time. Galileo's The Two New Sciences, Kepler's A New Astronomy. What does new really mean? Well, if knowledge comes from nature or God, then new knowledge and technology is being given to us. But that gives the impression that we, as humans, are inactive participants. But clearly we have some kind of role to play in creating the new. There's a really important question here about how we create the future, how the future unfolds. Do we just discover the future, discover innovation? Discovery was an important theme in Bacon's day, with the discovery of the new world and the rediscovery of ancient philosophers during the Renaissance. He said, for example, that for my way of discovering sciences goes far to level men's wits and leaves but little to individual excellence, because it performs everything by the surest rules and demonstrations. We see again and again that Bacon presumes truth is external to us, objective, ready to be discovered. The idols are simply in the way, blocking this. But what if we took a different approach? That we, as humans, are participants, not in the discovery of knowledge, but in the creation of knowledge. For the Romantics, for example, epistemology was a synthesis between our perception, our interpretation, and our imagination of the world. We are part of that process. We create knowledge. We guide scientific discoveries and innovation by our passions, our interests, feelings, emotions, values, imaginations, and temperaments. Knowledge creation, then, is subjective. As the historian Lewis Mumford has described it, our scientific world picture is underdimensioned because the fidelity to observed fact devalues every aspect of human experience. Bacon privileges the observed and the discovered over the created. The epistemologist Jean Piaget also wrote that, "I think that human knowledge is essentially active. To know is to assimilate reality into systems of transformation. Knowing an object means acting upon it, constructing systems of transformations that can be carried out on or with this object." For Piaget, the world is not out there waiting to be absorbed or written onto the blank slate of the mind, but knowledge is a product of an interaction, a symbiosis between our mind and the world. Our mind is a part of the world. It's the world working upon the world. Now, postmodern and romantic philosophy brings this subjective movement back into the picture. And Bacon does hint at this idea, especially when he emphasizes that science should look for what is useful. He just doesn't pursue the question further enough. Useful to who? Useful to what? His is, though, a philosophy of action, of creating the future. He said, for example, "We too need first to elicit the discovery of true causes and axioms from every kind of experience, and we must look for illuminating, not profitable, experiments." And he also said that the true and legitimate goal of the sciences is to endow human life with new discoveries and resources. So we can distinguish in Baconian thought between the static and the dynamic parts of epistemology. Yes, there are objective laws which are static and changing, but even when these are discovered, knowledge about them created and then used, it's with subjective minds. Most knowledge, though, is dynamic. It changes over time. This is especially true when scientifically studying humans. Knowledge creation is organic. It responds, transforms. Humans are reactive. Now, that's why there's something called the replication crisis in psychology at the moment. Studies in the past have been impossible to reproduce in the present. Why? Because people, the world, things, they change. Which, in conclusion, brings me back to another of Bacon's idols. Idols of the marketplace, of human communication. He points to the problem of how humans can invent names of things that do not exist. But this is a key part of experimentation, of observation, of creation, inventing the future, and inventing concepts and names for it. We have to remember that the future does not unfold. It's not discovered, but is created by us. Okay, well, what do you think? Have I been unfair to Bacon? What do you like or dislike about Bacon's thoughts? Let me know in the comments below. I'm working on the next video on Descartes, but also in the meantime, I might briefly at some point talk about Trumpism. Either way, thanks for watching and see you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.